The Camelot Caper by Elizabeth Peters. Chapter 1. The book was small, a paperback edition with a cover done in shades of blue. In the foreground was the figure of a beautiful young girl, disheveled black hair streaming over her shoulders. She was in genteel dishabille and in considerable distress. Her eyes, looking back over her shoulder, were fixed in terror upon the distant outlines of a ruined castle, perched on a cliff under a darkening sky. Jessica glanced down at the book, half concealed in her lap by her clenched hands. What ghastly danger from the haunted ruins threatened the poor heroine? A man, of course, it was always a man, either a dark-browed hero whom the vapid heroine suspected of villainy, or a dark-browed villain whose plot the girl had just discovered. She hadn't read the book yet, but she had read a number of similar volumes, and the plots had a monotonous kinship. She suspected she would never read another such thriller. Fictitious terrors lost their charm when they recalled a real fear. Jess glanced back over her shoulder, not at a ruined castle or Charles Adams' house, but at a prosaic stretch of black-topped road. There was not much traffic, and no car remained for long behind the bus, which was jogging along at a leisurely 20 miles an hour. Reassured, Jess transferred her attention to the side window, where the view was prettier. For more years than she could remember, she had looked forward to that view. The green hills of England, looking newly upholstered in their fresh spring grass, dotted with grazing white sheep, covered over with a sky of china blue. This was the England of which the poets sang, almost. The month was May, not April, and, Browning notwithstanding, May was warmer and more pleasant. The first day Jessica had delightedly identified the